for you. I am about to start our recording. There we go. Perfect. Just want to check that that's happening. All right. Hello, everybody. So excited you're here. We are talking today. This is our Career Success Training monthly program, and we are talking about fit is it, determining the best direction that aligns with your passions and your talents. So, again, I'm thrilled you're here. A few little administrative details, and then we'll get going. Again, I'm Kathy Caprino. I'm a woman's career and leadership coach, author, speaker, and trainer dedicated to helping women advance in business and build careers they love. So welcome to our program. I hope that you have a pad and pencil in front of you and that you can just take this hour to focus fully on what we're going to discuss, because this is some deep, important material if you want to build an amazing career of significance that gives you meaning, that gives you purpose, that makes you feel alive. So this is really important content, I feel. And as you know, I know some of you know me and have been on other programs of mine, I truly want every class to be a breakthrough. And I know that's kind of setting the bar high, but I want to help you have a new way of thinking about the world, about you, about your career, about your situation. And I want to help you have a more effective way to deal with your challenges and get over the obstacles in the way, because there are some, or you would be exactly where you want to be. So when I share this content, and also I'm going to open up the call for questions, and I pray that you ask them, because this is your chance. This is, my opportunity to coach you live. So anything you have to ask, I pray that you ask it, because you're helping yourself and others. Because what you're questioning, thousands of others like you are questioning. So think about, as we talk, what you resonate with and what you resist, what you think, oh, no, I don't want that to be the case, or, ooh, really, is that really what's going on? All right, so really think about it personally. And again, I have so much to cover, so there'll be about 50 minutes of career success strategies around how to determine the best next direction. So many people come to me and say, look, I have five options. I think I know what I want. I think I know what's gone wrong, but I just can't figure out what to do. I don't know what the best option is. I've had clients just the other day. Someone said, I could move to another part of the country. I could, work for a restaurant. I could open a bed and breakfast. Lots of different choices. So I want to help you make the right choice going forward. I want you to know that you're all muted so that we don't have background noise. But if you are online for this program, you could submit a question. Just type it right in the box and submit it. And later, you'll be able to press star 2, and you can raise your hand, and I will call on you when I open up the call for questions. All right. And, again, I'm going very fast here, but I'm offering a lot of resources, and they're going to be all listed on the last page of your PDF that you're going to get within 24 hours of this call. You'll get the slides plus the list of resources. All right, then. Let me dig right in. Let me go to the slides. Okay, so if you're following along online, you can see these slides as well. And don't worry if you're not. I'm going to send them to you, okay? So here's what we're going to be talking about globally or generally. First, the most misunderstood issues in building a successful career. I just created what I call a challenge. It's a test. 20 questions. It's on CredSpark. Oh, I should have given you the link there. You can find it if you go to credspark.com and just search for me, Kathy Caprino. You'll see my challenge. But over about 1,000 people have taken it so far, and I can see the questions they're getting wrong and the questions they're getting right. So it's been incredibly interesting about and these are all about questions around how do we build an amazing, happy career that we love on our terms, not someone else's terms, not my terms, your terms. So what's emerged are some of the most misunderstood issues, which I'm going to share with you. We're going to talk about the biggest mistakes career changers make. We're going to talk about why quitting your job before bettering your situation is disastrous. It's just not what I recommend, and I'll tell you why. We're going to talk about why you need more than passion for a happy career. We're going to talk about the 8 essentials to changing direction successfully, and you got to have these, or the change you make very well may not be satisfying in the short term or the long term. We're going to talk about the 5 key steps to accurately determining the best next direction, and the one thing you need to start doing today if you want to build a great career. Okay, so let's just jump right in with this. You know, I've worked with, as you know, over 10,000 women in 8 years in some capacity or another, whether it's teleclasses or live coaching or group coaching or workshops or seminars or training. And if I had to boil it down, which I'm about to, what do we really need to build an amazing, happy career? And amazing, again, is on your terms, not my terms. I know what amazing looks like to me. I know very clearly what that is. But what it is for you, you have to figure out, right? But here, if I had to really boil it down to the essence, I think there are 4 critical things we need to continually build a career we love, to sustain it, to expand through it, to feel like we know why we're on this planet, to be of use in the world. These are the things we need. We need clarity. And, you know, I want to share with you, for those of you who don't know, I had an 18-year corporate career that was really hard, I got to tell you. I had a lot of success, a lot of outward success, made a lot of money, rose to a vice president level, global initiatives, managed $30 million budgets, but on the inside, I was not successful. I had bumps, and challenges, and those challenges moved to full-blown crises. And you can hear all about that story in previous teleclasses in my book, Breakdown Breakthrough. But I know what it is to live 18 years without clarity. I know what it is to think every morning, I know I'm made for better things than this. Oh, I know I am. What are they? What can I do? How do I break through this? So I know what it is not to have clarity. And when you do have clarity, it changes everything. Absolutely a life changer. You've got to know who you are, what you're capable of, and you have to look at your dreams with clarity, and I'm going to share how to do this in every way. But you need to know who you are and what you want, clarity. The second thing is you need confidence. If you have no confidence, you've got to go build it. And we build it through action. I can't tell you how many clients want to talk about why don't I have confidence. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what actions you can take to close that power gap, because we are not born with confidence. We're not. We don't come out of the chute ready to tackle the world. It's by doing. It's by action. And frankly, it's taking the action that scares you stiff. I mean, when I look at the things that have built my confidence most, it's doing the things that scared me out of my mind. My first teleclass, my first interview with the Wall Street Journal, my first TV appearance. Even, okay, those sound a little glamorous maybe, but even taking a stab at writing a screenplay, which I'm doing right now, I'm scared. I don't have confidence doing it. It's doing that. Those things that scare you, that's what brings about an amazing career. Courage. It's kind of a flip side of you've got to courageously get into the cage with your fears. You know, I had a client just yesterday, amazing woman who's got a huge job in another country, and she wants to start a blog. And we talked about why isn't it happening. And, you know, we peeled the onion, peeled the layers, and what's underneath is a fear, a particular, very specific fear of a certain thing happening. You got to get in the cage with it. If you don't look at your fears, if you just hide them and deny them, you'll stay stuck. And the fourth thing you need is commitment, fierce, unrelenting commitment. And we're going to talk all about what does that mean and how do I do that. So let me launch into the most misunderstood issues about career change. Just checking here that you're all with me. All right. I'm manning the dashboard as well as, oh, there we go, delivering it. So I just want to make sure I hadn't dropped off the line. Okay. The most misunderstood issues. Again, this comes from my survey. And here's what I found. The first is, where to begin when you want change. most people make a mistake. And, you know, if you've read anything about my work, you know I believe and I have found there are five critical steps to making change. Step back for an empowered perspective. Let go of the thinking patterns and behaviors that keep you stuck. Say yes to your most compelling visions. The fourth is explore it and try it on before you leap. And the fifth is create it smart with smart goals. Well, the very first step is step back for an empowered perspective. You've got to stop and get off the hamster wheel and think about, evaluate, analyze, and look at where you've been, where you are now, and where you want to go. You've got to start there, stepping back. What people do is they launch into step three or step four before they even do step one. They don't really know who they are. They don't really know why they failed where they failed. They don't know enough. So that's where you have to begin. And the best way to do that is to take my career path assessment. You can get it online on my website, leacommunications.com. And you download it. It's 11 pages. And you've got to start there. It asks a lot of questions that most professionals don't have the answers to. And most professionals have never even thought of. Everything from all the jobs you've ever had, what you loved, what you hated, what you never want to do again, right, and what you want to bring forward, your non-negotiables, your standards of integrity. You know, what do you need to have to feel respected, to feel valued? What do you need to have to feel good? You know, I say this in a lot of my classes. In the corporate world, I never felt I could tell the truth. You know, if an initiative was a bad idea, if we were going to waste money, if leadership said, okay, you've got to double your revenue, you know, and I manage big multi-million dollar products and programs, and they'd say next year we need 40% growth. Well, with the infrastructure we had, that was never going to happen, but they don't want to hear that. That sounds like you're not playing, you know, playing by the rules. So I always felt I could never tell the truth. Well, now in my business, that's all I do. I tell the truth with every client, with every group, with every training program. We're going to look at the truth of you. So that's my non-negotiable, and there's a few more. What are yours? All right? The second most misunderstood issue about career success is why so many women opt out of corporate America or feel that corporate America isn't right for them. And, you know, when I first started doing this work, after I left corporate, after I became a therapist, and I started giving talks around how do we thrive through change to women. They would line up after this talk, and some of them had tears in their eyes. And I said, oh, my gosh, it's an epidemic. It's an underground epidemic why women are so miserable in corporate America. And we're not talking about it. We're not understanding it. We're not getting to the heart of it. And that was 8 years ago. Now, thankfully, it's in the national conversation. People are talking about it very vocally, you know, Sheryl Sandberg plus millions. And so I'm so grateful for that. But I still don't think that we get it. Women are still making ourselves wrong for not feeling like we fit into corporate America, and that is a mistake. And you can read all about this in, and again, I have a list of resources at the end, but this is found in my Forbes post, the five most misunderstood issues about building a successful career. So just briefly, there are four assumptions that go along with corporate America today that corporate America is founded on. And if you don't buy into these assumptions or you don't behave according to these assumptions, you don't thrive. This is what I found. The first assumption is that it's linear. You need a linear career. You go in at 22 and you go till you retire. No off-ramping, no on-ramping, no wanting to find meaning and changing, you know, paths. It's linear. It needs to be linear. Now, again, these are assumptions that corporate America is founded on. The second is face time and full time. I don't care what I see. It's still, no matter what flexible options your company's throwing at you, often most corporations are still run on you got to be present full-time, and you've got to be showing your face, right? The third assumption is in your 30s and 40s, you're going to be demonstrating your most intensive commitment to work. Well, what are many, many women doing in their 30s and 40s? We're giving birth. We're raising babies. It's not the time in our lives where we want to be committing as intensively. Like, I look at what I'm doing now, I'm 53. I am working more hours than I ever worked before, but I adore it. It's my own business. It's writing, speaking, training. I love it, but I'm intensively committing to this. I could not have done this when my kids were little, and I wouldn't have wanted to. And I absolutely don't want to apologize for that. Gone are the days, you know, I read Jack Welch, who, former chairman of GE, he said, oh, work-life balance is ridiculous. It's basically that, you know, who performs best is the one who's going to lead. Well, that doesn't fit women. Women have other priorities. And if you want women to be included in corporate America at the highest levels, which they need to be, corporate America has to understand that women are not men in skirts. The fourth assumption that doesn't fit women is that power and money are the primary motivators for contribution. And that research study after research study, including many of mine, show that women need more than that, more than power, more than money. We want meaning, we want purpose, we want connection, we want contribution, we want to make an impact. Not every woman, you know, please don't get me wrong. I make these generalizations, and I'm very careful that they're very research-based and founded by research. But, of course, not every woman and not every man fits what I'm sharing. But many, many women want more than power and money and have meaning and impact and contribution as a key factor to why they're working. So if any of those resonate with you, I want you to know that you're not alone. Millions of women feel misfitting in corporate America. The question is, what are we going to do about it? I don't think the answer is for every woman to bail. That's not realistic. Many people don't want their own businesses. They don't want their own consulting firms. They want to be part of a bigger enterprise. Why I share it with you is that you'll gain awareness. Greater awareness equals greater choice. The third most misunderstood issue is what keeps us stuck. And again, you can read this article, but there's a lot of things people think that keep them stuck. I'm afraid of risk. I need the money. My family doesn't want me to do this. I'm too old. I don't have what it takes. I'm not smart enough, all of it. I don't have the credentials. I don't have the skills. Among all of those reasons and thousands more, what keeps us stuck is this, that you do not understand what you are capable of. And I know this because I see thousands of career path assessments and I read what my clients and the women I'm interacting with have done in their lives. It's astounding. It's astounding. I mean, every one of you is talented and gifted and amazing. But I would pretty much guarantee that you don't know that. You don't know that. I know that, but you don't. So that's what keeps you stuck. You don't know what you're capable of. You doubt it. You denigrate yourself. Self-doubt, self-hate, self-rejection, confusion. But you are amazing. And you've got to understand what you're capable of to get unstuck. The fourth most misunderstood issue is knowing when your work is wrong for you. I talk about the imposter syndrome. So many women feel like an imposter. That was me. No matter how well I did at work, I truly felt like an imposter. When I was doing marketing, I really didn't feel like I knew enough. When I was doing market research, I hadn't gotten a statistics background, so I didn't feel good enough. I never felt like I rocked it. I do now, and I know what that feels like. I know what that feels like to feel like you truly have mastered some very important content, that you're an expert. And I know what it feels like to want to spread that, to help, right? Rather than, please don't anyone find out I don't know enough. It's a completely different life, you know? So your work is wrong when you feel like you're an imposter, when what you're doing is not you, when you feel thwarted, when you feel frustrated every day because you can't shine. Shine is a word that I'm really jazzed about right now. I think I'm going to do a two-minute movie on it. Shine. It's your time to shine. And the fifth most misunderstood issue is when to change careers. And what are the signs? And there are signs. When you're chronically exhausted, when you and depleted and sick, you got to look at what you do for a living. When you wake up and think, I know I'm meant for something better than this, it's time to change careers, or certainly change your situation or direction. When you wake up and say, no amount of money, my salary, my compensation, my benefits does not make up for how bored and empty and sad I feel at doing this work, right? So, and finally, when you feel like your talents and your gifts should be of use in a different way. Well, that was me. I kept saying, oh, I know I can write. I know I'm good at marketing. I know I'm creative. What do I do? What do I do? I've got to be of different use than this, than selling products and services I could care less about. I hope this resonates with you, and I hope that as I'm talking, you're taking notes and you're writing down your questions. I'm hoping you're taking this very personally and thinking about, you know, ugh, what am I capable of and what do I really want and what holds me back? I want to talk now about the biggest mistakes career changers make, and I know I'm going so fast, but again, you can always email me and ask questions or ask them right here at the end. Biggest mistakes career changers make, there's 7 of them that I have found. Again, not knowing what you're capable of, we talked about that. The second is the pendulum effect. I talk about this. It's in my quiz, my challenge too. I have conceived of the pendulum effect as this. And this was me, as well as, you know, the thousands of women I talk to. You're in a career. You're doing okay. But you have pain in it, emotional pain. I even faced harassment, discrimination. I faced it all. Toxic bosses. Toxic colleagues who are backstabbing, right? So if you've got a lot of pain in what you're doing or you really just hate it, often you think the answer is running as far away as possible, going to the other ends of the earth, literally and figuratively. And that's what I call the pendulum effect, swinging to the opposite side. So that was me. My corporate career was so hard and so challenging, so painful, that when it ended after 9/11, when I got laid off brutally, I said, that's it. I'm done. I'm going as far away from this as I can. And through a series of events, I became a therapist. I got a master's in marriage and family therapy. And it was as far away as corporate life as could be. But 5 years later, after the master's, after launching a practice, after doing the work, after dealing with rape, incest, pedophilia, drug addiction, suicidality, children being pulled away from their abusive parents, I said, oh, my goodness, this is not what I want to do with my life. And what I realized was, and this is an important finding, nothing is lost. Nothing is wasted. I use every one of those skills every minute of the day. But it's not the right professional identity. And then, so it took me another 5 years to recalibrate and find my way right in the middle, you know, coaching for women around careers. So, you know, it wasn't the right thing to chuck my former identity. There were pieces of that identity that were great. But so you don't want to throw everything out. You do not want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. The third huge mistake career changers make, they don't develop a sound financial plan. You know, I hear from a lot of women who want to chuck their corporate life and become coaches or consultants or writers or motivational speakers. I'm starting not to like that term. You know, it's because we think of it as, I want to be a motivational speaker as a living solely, and it isn't. The people that you see that speak, who rock the world, go watch TED Talks, TED.com, TED Talks, they are speaking as a way of communicating what they've done for 20 years in their work or an experience that they had that they've crafted into a talk, but they're building on research. They're building on data. They're building on their lives. So, you know, we're not just motivational speakers. We're people that are doing work that has some transformative capability and then talking about it. So, what's the point? What I'm saying here is we must develop a sound financial plan for our transition. the build it and they will come idea, and I have this too. Oh, I'm going to be great. I'm going to put out, you know, a shingle that I'm a coach. I did get a lot of training and felt well trained, but, you know, it's all going to happen. I'll appear in the Wall Street Journal and I'll get 10 clients. It doesn't happen like that. So whatever transition you're going to make, you have to understand very concretely what the financial ramifications are, and you have to have a plan. The fourth biggest mistake career changers make are glomming onto the wrong form of work. You know, I like to volunteer as a teacher. I like to be a full-time teacher. Not true. They're not the same necessarily, right? Or I like to sing on the side. Maybe I should look into some form of music to make my living, right? Or like I did, I love the therapeutic training, but glomming on to I'll be a therapist, that's the wrong form for the essence that I'm wanting. Okay, number five is you're not digging deep enough. Most people aren't career coaches, so they don't know the options available of how you can marry up all your skills. So you don't dig deep enough into what you want and what you really want. You kind of stay superficial. The sixth mistake is giving up too quickly. You know, I've been at this now, even in this career coaching business, 8 years. 8 long years. And for many of them, I didn't make enough money at all. Didn't make enough money to pay my bills. Didn't make enough money to pay my mortgage. But I wasn't going to quit it. I was not going to quit. I knew there was a future for me here. And I'm so glad I didn't give up. And the seventh big mistake is not being open enough. We'll often attach to an outcome. I want to be a motivational speaker on parenting. It's got to look like that. People have to hire me, and they have to pay me $5,000, and it's got to look like that. Well, you're going to break yourself against how inflexible you are. You need to be very open and explore a lot of different avenues and be of service in a lot of different avenues. Don't break yourself against how inflexible you are in terms of what you want to come your way. All right. 12:27 already. Okay. I want to talk, too, about why you should not leap from your current direction, your current job, your current career, until you've improved it. And I don't mean you have to stay 5 years. I don't even mean you have to stay 1 year, but you have to improve yourself before you leap. I always kind of hang my head when a client comes and says, okay, I just quit. I just walked out. I couldn't stand it, so I just walked out. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some situations where there's abuse happening, and absolutely, go and seek legal counsel. Don't stay where you're being discriminated against and abused. But most people are just miserable. They have a toxic boss. They're being overworked. No one respects them. Their voice isn't heard. Don't leap. Do these things first. Well, know these things first. Your career won't solve. A new career won't solve all your problems. What will happen is if you don't start to shift yourself today, the same challenges are going to reemerge even in the new career. And I know you don't want to hear that. I know that. But it happened. It happened to me. It happens to other people until you do the inner work to shift yourself now. The other thing is, you won't, if you just leap right now, you won't be an energetic match to what you want. You have big dreams for yourself. Maybe it's running a business. Maybe it's not being a director of your HR department, but being the senior vice president. Maybe it's starting a nonprofit. Maybe it's spearheading a new cause at your company, so that you can be the outreach coordinator for an important cause in your community, whatever it is. If you are completely downtrodden and feeling terrible in your current situation, you will not be an energetic match to this great thing that you want. You won't be ready for it, right? Also, if you leave before you've closed some important loops, your confidence is going to suffer, and the remnants of that emotional experience, the negativity of it, will stay with you for a long time. So improve. Power up. Look at what is not working right in this job and do not leap before you've taken steps to address it. I want to share with you, too, that passion, people ask me this a lot, is passion enough to make a go of a new career or a new business? No, it's just not enough, not nearly. You need, whether you're thinking about a new business, whether you're thinking about leaving your job and starting over, or repurposing your skills, you need a realistic way to earn the money you need. You need a business model that's sustainable. So let's say you wanted to be a coach. Most coaches don't know how to make enough money. Most coaches are not making enough money. They're making around $20,000 to $30,000 to $40,000 working constantly. You need a business model that's sustainable. You got to learn what it is to generate revenue, generate income, and manage money. You need tremendous perseverance and tenacity. You need a solid transition plan with SMART goals. We're going to talk about that later. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound goals. You also need help. You know, a lot of people come to me and they want to do huge things and they're doing it all by themselves. And one way I know that, here's a little trick. I go onto LinkedIn and I look at you. I look at, do you have a picture facing forward, a smiling picture that's embracing? I look at how many connections you have. Do you have 90 or do you have over 500? I look at who's recommending you. I look at who you're recommending. I look at the groups you're a part of. It's a metaphor for life, LinkedIn. And a lot of people don't see it that way. They think, ugh, it's a social media thing. I don't want it. I would strongly recommend that you all go out there right now, spend some time on LinkedIn, and start connecting with the world. It's your digital profile in the sky. I call it a cocktail party in the sky. It's everybody you ever wanted to meet. Go out and do it and connect, right? You need help and you need a network to do what you want to do. No matter what it is, you need support. And finally, you need a keen understanding of what's required to make this change, okay? So I'm going to skip here because we don't have time, rats, but there is a slide here, how to know you're not ready for more career happiness. I want you to check that slide out. That's number 8. And think about, is this you? All right, so what do we have to do to determine the best next direction? There are 8 keys to it. You've got to find the thread. I'm calling it the thread. What are the core themes of your life? And they start in your childhood. And you do this by taking my career path assessment and thinking long and hard about all the questions in it. But you want to look at who you were as a child and a young adult. I mean, if I look at the themes of my life, starting when I was 16, 15, 14, it's exactly who I am today. I love to write. I was a journalist even then. I interviewed people for my newspaper. I loved the public eye. I was a singer. I am a singer. People would come to me. I would kind of be known as the person that you'd go to if you had a problem. My friends would come to me, boys and girls. I used to hate that. Boys would come and say, how come Sally doesn't want to be my girlfriend? And I'd be like, oh, how come he doesn't want me to be his girlfriend? Anyway, that's an aside. I would help people solve their problems. I studied psychology. I used to love to understand what makes people tick. I used to ask my dad, why? Why does it work like that? He always said, I always needed to know why. You know, I love ideas. I love publishing. It's me. But I didn't know how to marry that up. I didn't understand those threads. I didn't honor. More importantly, I did not honor those gifts. I thought they came easily. Everybody has them. Find the threads. Number 2, to accurately determine the next best direction, you've got to try on the professional identity or the next job that you're thinking about. We're going to get into details about that. The third is be very open-eyed about what's required if you make this change, right? Like this client of mine that's moving to another part of the country to help her friend launch a restaurant. I would want her to really understand what that means. Did she check out where she's going to live? How comfortable is she with these people that she's partnering with? What is it that she's specifically going to go do? Has she gone and visited the site, you know, where they're opening this restaurant? Be very open-eyed about what's required. Know that you're not running away. Don't run away, right? Make sure you have the support you need. Make sure you have the time and the money to make this transition. And if you don't, this is one thing I want to share. A lot of people will say, well, I didn't have the money. I don't have the money to go and start a new career. Money can never, don't let money be an excuse. Don't. It's an excuse. It's an excuse. I want you to not resist that. There are ways you can make change without you know, jeopardizing everything, without jeopardizing your checkbook. Now, you may decide you want a different kind of lifestyle. I mean, I've decided that. Now that I can actually pay for my current lifestyle, you know, soon I'm going to downsize when my son leaves for college. That's it. I want less. I want less things, less distractions. I'd rather be able to pick up and leave and travel than have a huge house to maintain. You may very well want to think about, how do I fund what I want to be in the world? And that may mean downsizing, downscaling. So you have to know, this is all part of determining the best next direction. Do what's necessary to stay afloat, but always plant the seeds for your future self. This is what I did not do. I just stayed stuck in my job and just every day going and doing the job and coming home. Think about what you want next and plant those seeds. Take an online class. Volunteer to be part of another department's cool project because you want to know those people and you want to move more into marketing or whatever it is, right? And finally, you need to trust yourself and your instincts. Make yourself right. If you think you're made for different things, you're made for different things. If you feel like you're being dealt with in a toxic way, you're being dealt with in a toxic way. Trust yourself. Don't make yourself wrong. All right? So let's get to the heart of it. 9 core steps. Oh, no, this is not the heart, but this is something important. 9 core steps to strong decision-making. A lot of people don't know how to make decisions. They just don't know how to go about it. They don't know what the process should be. They don't know what to think about. So if you've got a big decision in front of you, here's the steps. Identify the purpose of the decision. What am I trying to decide here? You know, in this case, it's maybe should I leave this career? Should I start over? What do I do with my career, right? Then gather as much information as you can. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Identify how you're going to judge this. You know, what are the standards and judgment criteria involved? How am I going to know that this is the right decision, right? How will I know it? Brainstorm. Open yourself up incredibly widely. Talk to your 10 most trusted friends and colleagues. Start just throwing it out there and getting as much information and feedback as you can. Then evaluate each alternative in terms of the consequences. What will happen if? What's that life going to look like? Right? And what's it going to mean? Then determine the best alternative. Build an action plan with smart steps. Again, smart. Execute the plan and then evaluate it, integrate it, understand. Okay, how did that work? Like, I'd still be a therapist if I hadn't integrated, evaluated the outcome, which came one moment when I was sitting my kids down to dinner. And my therapy client called me on the phone and said, I'm going to kill myself right now. I'm going to wrap my car around a tree now. And in that moment, I had a thundering cosmic 2x4, you know, douche right across the face that I don't feel equipped to help this person to answer that question. I don't want to have this in my life. The depth of this kind of darkness, this is not how I want to serve. You know, that was a split-second thought, and, of course, I attended to her, and we got help, and the doctors around her and I all marshaled together, and we helped her, and she's much better now. But that was a thundering blow. That's what helped me evaluate. I don't want to be a therapist now. What do I want? Right? All right. Now, what do we do? How do we determine this next best direction? I want you to take 5 steps. We've talked about them a little bit already. First, step back for an empowered perspective. What is working? What is not? What do you have to offer the world? And that's the biggest thing that most people just don't see. And what must change? You know, a lot of people know, here's what I don't like, but I'm not sure what I do like. Well, you've got to get clearer on that. What must change? What must you have going forward, right? And what next direction is going to help me plant those seeds for my future self? Maybe your next move is not the be-all and end-all. It's a pathway. Will it help me plant the seeds for what I truly want to be? The second step is let go of the thinking patterns and behaviors that are keeping you stuck. And I'm going to go right to the slides that go in great detail here. Okay, this is slide 13. I want you to look at the one negative pattern that keeps repeating. Like for me, no matter where I went, I had a terrible toxic boss. No matter what I did, no matter what I looked for, no matter what job I found, no matter even when I said, that's it, I'm done with these toxic bosses, I'm going to interview for the boss of the next job. And I'm not taking a job where the boss isn't great. I did it, and 1 month later, the boss quit. What's going on here? Well, now I know. I was 50% of it. 50% of it. You co-create what happens. In my case, I was not good with authority. I never liked authority. Never. And I pushed against it, and I co-created my bosses being very hard on me. Look at where you are co-creating it. How are you contributing to this? I want you to look at it. We are 50% of everything, of every relationship, of every situation. So don't blame, oh, it's my boss, it's the economy, I'm too old, it's those hiring managers, they don't understand what I'm capable of. Don't blame. Turn it around and just say, where am I accountable? How can I shape this? What can I do differently? And take a step to shift it. If it's a problem relationship, if it's a relationship with your peer, with your boss, if you're not being listened to, take a step. Figure out what your part is, okay, and do something about it. I also want to touch on, I have found that for many, many people, no matter what they consciously do, they are sabotaging their success or not connecting with their success, and it's because they have subconscious beliefs that are keeping them stuck. Often it's around money, success, and love and well-being, but there is an incredible book called Tapping into Wealth, and it offers tapping techniques, which is a special, it's an emotional freedom technique. You can read all about it. Margaret Lynch is the author, and she talks about subconscious beliefs that keep you stuck around financial trauma, debt, resistance to big goals, something she calls goal trauma. When you've gone for something big and failed miserably at it, you have trauma. A part of you thinks, well, why would anything work if I failed so miserably at that? Really great book. Feeling invisible, not being able to receive, and finally, a refusal to be rich. I can tell you, you know, I've had all forms of these. I've even had the form of an attachment to struggle. I believe that I have to struggle in order to be worthy of what I get, because there have been people in my life, in my family, who've said, oh, that comes so easily to you, like it's a bad thing. So I internalize that I guess I need to struggle so that I feel worthy of what I get, the good stuff I get. I finally let that go. I let it go. Forget it. I do not need to struggle. You know? And the more I can attract and co-create wealth and success, the more I can help other people. It's really that simple. Stop struggling. So let go of the thinking patterns and behaviors that are keeping you stuck. Step three to determining the next best direction is say yes to your most compelling vision. You know, right now I have a vision of writing a screenplay. I'm not letting that go. I am going to keep taking steps. I'm talking to a literary agent on book number two, and wouldn't you know, I've just found this out 2 weeks ago, they have an agent in Hollywood to work on, you know, screenplay ideas. I thought, oh, my dreams are being answered. Yes, they are. Say yes to your vision. But you need the just right vision. You need it to be not so far down the line that you don't believe it and then you sabotage it. You know? Like, I want to win an Academy Award. Good for you, Kathy. You know, maybe I do want to win that. But that step, that vision is way too far right now. How about the right vision is, let me write this screenplay with the right kind of help. That I can do. Winning an Academy Award, maybe I can, but it's too far away. It doesn't give me juice. I can fantasize about it. I can see myself on the podium, But the Just Right Vision is writing the screenplay. There's a wonderful book called Creative Visualization by Shakti Gawain. I would read it. She helps you visualize and create a treasure map around what you believe, you know, what you want, what you visualize. And I can tell you this, if you've heard me on other teleclasses, I visualized in minute detail my book, my first book. I saw it on the shelves of Borders, which no longer exists. And I saw myself walking into Borders with my kids on, I have two kids on either side of me, holding their hands and walking in and seeing it. And can I tell you, it happened exactly the way I saw it. And that's really no small feat, because even getting a book published when you have no media platform, this was years ago, you know, I am absolutely sure that my visualization helped me marshal my internal and external resources to make that happen. So I want you to close your eyes after this call today. Whenever you hear this call, close your eyes for 5 minutes. Take 3 deep breaths and envision in very concrete detail what you dream of. See it. Smell it. Hear it. What are you wearing? Who's with you? What do you see? See it like a movie and write it all down. Give yourself 5 minutes. Just relish in it. And then I want you to wake up, open your eyes, and make a list of all the reasons why you think you can't have it. Like me and my screenplay. I've never written one. I don't know the formatting. Is my idea good enough? I don't have the research done yet. So many people write one and never see the light of day. Who am I kidding? I'm too busy. And then make a list of all the yeses. Why? Why do I believe I could do this? Because I think I'm a very good writer, because I know great film. I know how to write a great story because I can see it, because some pieces of this happened to me and I can write about it in a very fresh way, because I know the world needs this story. There's a lot of yeses. So in the end, I want you to ask the inner critic to step back. The inner critic is there to protect you so that you don't hurt, so that you don't make a fool of yourself and then hurt some more. But what we need now is the visionary. We need your visionary to come forth. And the visionary can reassure the critic and say, okay, I totally hear you. You don't want me going down a rabbit hole where I'm going to get hurt or waste a lot of money or time with really high expectations. I really hear you. But I'm the visionary now, and I'm going to step forward and help Kathy move forward to write this screenplay, because that's what she wants. Okay? I want you to do that. Say yes to your compelling vision. All right, number 4, and the next slide, 16, gives you some brainstorming ideas about how else to formulate your vision. So take a look at that. Step 4 is explore it. Try it on. Get clear on the professional identity before you leap. That's passive research. That's Googling. That's reading everything you can about that field, that company, that direction. It's talking to people. It's asking people. It's experiencing it directly through volunteering, through shadowing, through taking on a new consulting project, through interviewing 20 people who do it. And, you know, I have an example of that. When I wanted to become a therapist, I interviewed 5 people, and they were all wealthy, successful therapists. Well, what do you think they're going to say? It's great. I don't need to take insurance. I set my own hours. You know, I needed to interview 20 people, 5 of them in agency settings, many of whom are very burnt out and exhausted and don't make enough money. You know, people that left therapy because they got so burnt out. Don't just interview to, you know, validate your point. Interview to know, to learn. Then integrate it. Okay, what did I learn here? I don't think I'm going to like that, but I think I'm going to like using the therapeutic tools. And what would I have done differently if I had done this step better? I would have still pursued the master's, but I wouldn't have put all my eggs in the basket that I was going to become a therapist. I would have kept my finger in some work that appealed to me, a marketing job, consulting, doing some copywriting. I would have not put all my eggs in the therapy basket. All right? And then finally, create it. You cannot do something like this, change career directions, without a plan. You're going to frumper around. You're going to go one step forward, two steps back. You're going to make mistakes. You need a plan. And again, you need it to have specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound goals. Specific. I'm going to write, I'm going to speak to, here's about my screenplay. Why not use that idea? I'm going to speak to the literary agent this week about some steps he might suggest about the screenplay. Measurable. This week. I did it this week, and I spoke to my literary agent. I can measure that I did that. Achievable. It's something I can do. I'm not calling some agent out of the blue. Hey, I have maybe an idea. It's my own agent who I'm working on with book two. Realistic. Is it in the realm of realism in today's world that, you know, that I could move forward and talk to him about that? Absolutely. And time bound. You know, by the end of this week, I will have a conversation about that next step. Make all your goals SMART. And find a coaching buddy. You can't do this alone. Most people fail because they're hacking it out by themselves. And Einstein said you cannot solve a problem on the level it was created. You absolutely cannot. You've got to get help. Another step to creating it is building a loving tribe. Start getting out of yourself. If you're killing yourself at your job and that's all you do and then go home and attend to your kids, you're not going to be able to make change. You've got to take time for yourself. You've got to be other-focused. Reach out to other people. Add value to them. Tap into your kind and giving spirit about how can you help other people. You know, there's an amazing book, Give and Take by Adam Grant, about truly when you look at the most amazing movers and shakers in the world, many, many of them are amazing givers. Generous spirit, giving, 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 not looking at what do I get in return, right? And use all the tools and avenues available to you to craft what this next step could look like. And I mean LinkedIn, social media, in-person meetings, find association meetings, join new groups, get out there in the world, both, you know, offline and online. So, you know, why is this important? I just want to end with this. Why? Because the world needs you to. The world needs you to use your amazing gifts and talents. Right? You'll find more passion, power, and purpose in this. You'll find you're part of something bigger, right? You can become an empowering role model. You can finally make the impact that you are meant to. So what is the one step you have to take? I've given you so many. It's making a commitment. That's it. It's 15 minutes a day. Making a commitment to you building the career you love. And this is what I want you to say. This is slide 21. I believe in something better for me. I believe I have valuable skills and talents the world needs. I'm committed to pushing through my fears and doing something positive every day for 4 months to honor my commitment to change and to be open to what transpires. All it takes is 5 minutes. You don't have to risk everything. You don't have to do it in a way that upsets your whole life. Don't do it alone, but do one single thing every day towards your dream. Do admit it out loud. Yeah, I have a dream and this is what it looks like. Do be open to the house and do find a coach or a coaching buddy or a support system. All right, my friends, I hope that gives you what you need. Remember, you are worthy of a fabulous career, right? But to get it, you've got to power yourself up and you need clarity. And you need 100% commitment to action. Action is what moves you forward, not sitting there dreaming, but then taking a step, right? Don't leap. Deal with your issues right now and get ongoing help. I want to share with you, many of you know, but I have an amazing 16-week video training course all around how to build career success. So if you want a structure, $349, and you get a video a week with homework assignments and access to a great online support network as well. Wow, that was a lot. That was a lot for me to talk about. I'm sure that's a lot for you to hear. So I really want your questions. I am not hanging up this phone without taking your questions. So what you do, if you're on the phone, you just press star 2. That raises your hand, and I will come and call on you. Please, I can see who's on the call. It will make it so much more personal if you can think of a question and ask it, because I want to be your coach right now. I want to help take this material from, you know, oh, that sounds great, to what do I do, Kathy? All right? Star 2, press it on your phone. I'm going to wait for that while I also look at what's happening online. Oh, hi, Meredith. How you doing? Thank you for your question. What was the website? Yeah, the website is CredSpark, like credibility. Cred, C-R-E-D, www.cred, spark, spark.com, and you can search for, it'll say challenges, and it'll say experts, so you can click on experts, and you can find me, and it's career success is the challenge. I can't wait for you to take it. Thank you for that. Any other questions, you can submit them online. You can raise your hand, please. Do not be shy. Now, I know some of you are not in a place where you can speak freely, but most of you are just afraid. So I'm really going to push you. What is the one question you want to ask about? What do I do next? How do I decide? I've got three options. How do I know? I want you to ask your question, please. Who's going to raise their hand? No hands raising? I've got Lynn, I've got, what can I tell here, Sally, I've got people in Miami, I've got New York, I've got Connecticut, I've got Illinois, it looks like. Oh, come on, folks, what's your burning question? What can I answer? What was not clear in what I spoke about? Star 2. Raise your hand. Let me go back to my Q&As. Oh, I got some. Yay, wonderful. Okay. Hi, Joan. How are you? Thank you for being on the call. Okay, Joan says, okay, love 5 assumptions of corporate America. Right on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Question, before this call, I thought my issue was that there were many paths I can take. Which one? I think you answered that. But what I'm lacking now is energy and money. I quit my job, not like me, but it was necessary. I can't seem to rejuvenate myself because I worry about money. Oh, Joan, thank you for that fabulous, fabulous question. I want to tell you some things you may not want to hear. When people tell me they're really struggling with energy, often they're struggling with depression. And we don't just get out of depression. We don't just shed it. We don't just buck up and say, come on, get moving, Kathy. Depression is depression. And if you feel that that might be you, and, you know, if you have it, then truly doing the work that I'm talking about on this call is not possible, because you can't revitalize. You're exhausted. You're drained. If you quit your job, I'm guessing you had some pain around that. You felt you needed to. So you need time to heal. You're not going to recreate yourself when you're exhausted and depleted. You need time to restore. I would suggest, I mean, I really don't want to cross a line, but if you are feeling any form of depression, and go look at that online. A lot of people don't know what depression is, but if you're feeling chronically fatigued, down, not yourself, lacking in spirit and energy, it's very often depression. And there are, you know, in any community, there are fantastic, very low-cost, affordable therapeutic resources. You can go to your library and ask, you know, what are the social service agencies, or look online. I would do that first. About money, everybody, if I would be rich if I had a penny for how many people said, I can't make the change I want because of money. So you've got to find a way to make some money. You've got to find a way to use your talents and skills to earn some money and get yourself on track financially first. Then you can think about, what's my dream? But right now, with no money and no energy, You're not going to be able to do that. So get a job that is going to be somewhat of a fit to who you are. It doesn't have to be your calling. A job that's not going to kill you, not going to drain you. It's going to be somewhat aligned to who you are. Bring in a little money, stabilize yourself. Then you can do this hard work. Fantastic question. Thank you so much. Ziba asks, how do I find time? I work in a corporation for 9 hours, and at the end of the world, you wrote, I'm good for nothing. I think you meant end of the day, but that's interesting. Where do I get the energy? The other excuse I hear more than any other excuse, it's excuses, folks. I know you're busy. I mean, you should look at what I do. Write, speak, train. I have a kid in college, a 16-year-old. I sing on the side. Good God. I know what busy is. And when I worked in the corporate world, I know what busy is. You've got to find a way to make the time. And that's not going to happen by simply adding stuff to your plate. Forget it, right? We don't have any time to add. You have to take things off. So I always talk about, you know, I in fact, in this program, there's a whole hour on work-life balance. In order for you to get what you want, you've got to prioritize what you want fiercely. That means not getting an A in every single thing. It means not perfectionistic over-functioning. It means you got to let go of some stuff. So figure out how you can work from home one day a week. Cut down your hours at work. Figure out how to prioritize your life so that you don't wake up like I did in 18 years because I never had time to make change. You got to find time. You got to carve it out. I just did a Forbes post. Ah, yeah. Oh, was it Forbes? No, Huffington Post. And it's on my own website, elliacommunications.com/blog, how carving out time for what matters most to you is a life changer. Go read that. It's my Work You Love blog. Go read it. I made time to go to the UN Friday and march with UN Women for Peace against violence against women. And I'm busy. And for me to take time to leave my office and go into the city and spend a morning that turns into an afternoon to join something, that's hard for me. And I did it, and it was a life changer. Great questions. And I hope you don't feel I'm being very hard on you. I don't mean to. I love you all. I do. That you're on this call, I love you to pieces. Kudos to you. You're busy. You're tired. You're drained. You have amazing talents that you want to put forth. I'm telling you, it takes work. It's the inner work that's required first to get what you want. Okay, one more question online. These are just so, so great. Meredith, you say, great example about not getting an A. Such a good way to put it. Thanks, Meredith. I appreciate it. You know, just your comment there. I've spent so many years being unhappy, so many years being lost, so many years thinking, good God, please let me find a way to be of use. And when you find it, you really know why you're on the planet. And it works out, you know. The challenges that you have, you've powered yourself up. You know how to navigate. Doesn't mean it's easy. Doesn't mean it's easy street. Forget it. No. There's no tipping point where all of a sudden, you know, you're on your Caribbean beach not doing anything. Unless that's what you dream of. But most people that can afford that, that have amazing lifestyles, are tremendous givers in this world. They give so much of their talent, of their brilliance, of their wisdom, of their tools, of their strategies. So there's no easy street. It's about doing it, doing, and giving. And that's it, my friends. Thank you. I really pray this has been helpful. Shoot me an email. Tweet it out there on Twitter. Definitely connect with me all over social media. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter. Love it all. And let me know if you have any questions. I know I threw a lot at you. You will get an email shortly with a link to the audio of this and the slides. And I want you to know April 22nd is on becoming an inspiring leader and manager. Ooh. And if you have any questions about that, any specific questions about how you're managing, how you're leading, how you can grow, how people can follow your vision, how you can make that happen, just send me an email at Kathy@ElliaCommunications.com. Last question. Anybody got one? Let me just check. Oh, Aw, Siba, thank you, Kathy, you answered it. Oh, thank you, great class, appreciate that. Again, so many thanks for being on this call, and I look forward to being with you next month. And again, if you are really looking for some structure around how do I build an amazing career, I truly don't think you will find a better value than $349 for 16 videos. They're 20 minutes, most of them, with great homework assignments, with a great online forum, with discounts to working with me privately. And, of course, if you ever want to have a private coaching session, you know where I am. I would be happy to explore that with you. Thank you, my friends. Enjoy your day. And spring is coming. Yay. Oh, next time I'm with you, it'll be almost spring, right? Can't wait. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
The moderator has left.